Amen. Come on, say it with me. One, two, three. A good God. Amen. Let's go with the message. We got to go. I need some encouragement this morning from the audience. Look at that. How many of you felt like that before? Where did my head go? What was I thinking? Amen. Got a little message today. We're in a series called A Good God. Last week we kicked it off. And that's how we do messages here. Okay, a little series. Try to drive a point home for maybe 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. And you can know. You should always know after this series. You should never be able to say, well, God's a bad guy. God's picking on me. He doesn't pick on you. I know we might think we're that important sometimes that God picks on us. He's not picking on us, guys. He loves us to pieces. Amen? We established that last week. God is a good God. Say that with me. God is a what? A good God. Why am I talking about this? Everybody should know God's a good God, right? They don't. We excuse make. We don't take personal responsibility for our own decisions. We blame God, like I said last week, even for a traffic ticket. How can you let this happen to me? We say such stupid things. Okay? One day you're going to stand before God. And especially if you didn't give your faith to His Son and put your faith in Jesus Christ, you're going to see the one who gave His life for you, who loves you to pieces. If we could just let the scales fall off our eyes and see what a great country we live in, the blessings that we have, the freedoms that we enjoy. I was watching this crazy show. You ever watch these videos where they're crazy and people hurt themselves and stuff on TV? You know, I'm sorry I do that. But anyway, and last night, you know, some guy's on a motorcycle and he falls right into the sewer. And I've traveled to many countries and the sewers run in the street. And they're open, guys. They're open. You ride there, you just trip and fall into the sewer. Did you know you don't live there? Say, you live in America. Did you hear me today? Because God has blessed us. He's blessed us. We have a good God. We of all people. And look at that. We live in what state and a nation? Somebody take a wild guess. Florida. How many of you think people are somewhere in America wishing they could be in Florida today? Do you see what I'm saying? Say. And you're not just in Florida. You're in Inglewood. You're on the West Coast. And you're in a church called Fellowship Church that loves Jesus and loves people, loves you. We're blessed, aren't we? We have a good God, guys. A good God. Amen? Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Today's message is ask yourself. Say that with me. Ask yourself. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to arm you today with 5 questions that you can ask yourself right from the Word of God that can always get you back to where you need to in your mind. Because our mind is crazy sometimes. And we're going to talk about it. Here we go. Deep down inside my heart, I know there's something deep down inside me when I'm really thinking right. I know, and we established it last week, and that is God is a good God. Deep down inside of me when I think right, God's a good God. What does that mean, God is a good God? We looked at it last week. It means God is right. He's virtuous. He's correct. He's straight. He's just. It means God is proper. He's fitting for my life. He's specific to me. He's awesome. God is kind. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's giving. This is what this word good means, by the way. God is good. God is beneficial. He's useful in my life for me. It's an advantage for me to have God in my life. God's a blessing to me. Are you hearing me today? This is God. God's good. God is purposeful. He's valuable to me. He's intentional. God is meaningful. He's expressive. He's worthy. God is a good God. Are you hearing me today? All right? You focus with me? We looked at the scripture last week, Psalm 34. I have tasted and I have seen that God is a what? He's a good God. I've tasted it. How many have tasted and seen the Lord's good? Say. In your life, you've just tasted it, flat out. Somebody says, well, God's not good. And you just go, that doesn't even register in your mind, in your ears, because you can't, because you've tasted and you've seen He's what? He's good. That was the message last week. The verse went on to say, I am blessed because I trust in Him, because God is what? God has never done me bad. Period. He's never done me wrong. Oh, I've done bad. Are you kidding me? Other people have done me bad. Has God ever done me bad? Never. God's always been and way too good to me because I know me. You know what I'm saying? Wow. It's crazy. God's a good God. I love this verse last week. We got us to learn it a little bit. This poor man cried. Say it with me now. This poor man cried. And the Lord what? And saved him out of all his. Wow. You know what, Dad? This poor man, whoo, that's a good God right there that would do this for me. Amen? You're listening to me? So I serve a good God. Are you getting that in your mind now? Are we focused a little bit right now? I've got a good, what kind of God? Is God always good? Absolutely. Always. God doesn't do evil. God cannot be tempted with evil. That is not God. God is holy. He's good. He's just. We've talked about it. This is God. If something bad happens in your life, Satan wants you to think otherwise. Because God can help you. You can get your feet back under you. And here's the good thing, man. It's crazy. Something bad can happen in your life that's horrible. And with God, He can work things out to where you have a better life after than you had before. Isn't that crazy? Say. Y'all still seem sleepy to me. The question this morning, ask yourself. It's the title of the message. Ask yourself. And if you have your Bible, you can go there, but it'll be right on the screen for you. Romans 8. Romans 8. Yesterday was my mama's birthday. All these birthdays in March. Yesterday was my mama's birthday. She'd have been 81. My mother was murdered when she was 60. And shot 6 times by my stepdad, who then shot himself. But mama had been saved for several years. Mom's with Jesus today. This was mom's life first, right here. And we know all things work together for good. To them who love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. Mom lived a hard life with a hard man. But God was good. Did you hear me? She probably had a harder life. I hate to say this to you in here this morning. She probably had a harder life than almost all of you in the house. But you couldn't tell it on her face. She served a good God. God was good to her. Now her husband, mean, horrible, terrible. But was God good? Somehow you've got to realize when people hurt you, that's not God. Did you hear me? But we do. Sometimes we don't get that because then we say this, but wait a minute. But if God really does love me, He wouldn't let this happen to me. Isn't that what Satan did to Eve in the garden? All this kind of, but wait a minute, hang on, hold the phone, listen here. Say. You've got to establish in your heart that God's a good God. Amen? God's a good God. This was my mom's favorite verse. That passage goes on. So God, He can cause all things to work together for good to them who love God. Those are called according to His purpose. For whom He did for no, He did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's a good thing. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate them also. Say that with me. He what? Called. And whom He called, them He also what? Justified. And whom He justified, He also what? I want to just get through those scriptures real quick because I'm going somewhere. God loves you. God's a good God. God can take even the bad in your life and cause good things to come out of it. Okay? Don't forget when Jesus was on this earth, did He suffer? Yes or no? Sure He did. Okay? Suffering is part of it. The beautiful thing is, listen, God's a good God and He's called you. God out of heaven has actually called you His own. That's incredible. He's called you. He summoned you. For me, it was Rockingham, North Carolina, Temple Baptist Church, 1977. The preacher was Eddie Zimmerman. The verse was Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. That's the day that I gave my life to Christ. through the Word of God, His Spirit touched my life, and I said yes to Jesus Christ. He has called you. You're here today at Fellowship Church on 3/10/2013. God's calling you today. He wants you to be saved today. He wants you to put your faith in Him today. He's calling you today. He's summoning you today. Come and be saved. Your sins forgiven. Come on! Come on! Let's go! Isn't that a good God say? You can never say again, ever, for as long as you live, wherever you're at today, listen, or listening on the radio or television, listen, you can never say that God didn't call you. Because He's using me today to tell you, I love you. I gave my Son for you. I'll accept. If you put your faith in me, I'll forgive you. He's calling you. You've been called. Get it? Because of Jesus. The second thing that verse said, I've been justified. Now, since I've been called, I've been justified. I've been declared righteous. Say those next two words with me. Not what? Not? How's that feel? Say. You like that? How many have sinned in the building? Okay? Did you know all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? The Bible says that because of our sin, we're condemned, and we're condemned to a place called hell. Did you know that? You're condemned to a place called hell. Boom, you're condemned right off the get-go. And Adam, all sinned. We all die. But because of Jesus Christ and because He's called you, because you put your faith in Him, you are now rendered what? Not what? Is that a good God or what? Am I putting you to sleep with this good news? You're righteous now. You have the robe of righteousness put on you by the blood of Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. Can you believe that? Say, that's a good God right there. I'm spitting all over the place. Come on. So I've been called, summoned, given salvation. I've been justified. You're not guilty, Gary. Wow, that's cool. Glorified. I've been glorified. What are you talking about? I thought only God got glorified. No. I'm getting glorified. What does that mean? He's conforming me and you to the image of His Son, Jesus. Did you know what? When our behavior becomes the right behavior and the good things we do are good things, it shouldn't be something we brag about ourselves. Because I know that the way I used to talk was GD this and F this, and that was the talk I used to use, guys. It was Jesus that has glorified the preacher. You hear me now? Say it. That's been conforming me. What makes me any different than somebody else somewhere else? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You hear me today? Is that a good thing, sir? Isn't that nice? He's the one that taught me how to be a responsible person and a good father and a good husband and to do the right thing and know how to be a good friend. Do you understand, say? And to tell the truth. Shoot. That won't me. You hear me today, say? I've been glorified. Now, that's an ongoing process. And one day, we're not going to have this flesh and we're going to be complete totally. Amen? So, having said all that, very quickly, these next 15 minutes, I want to look at five questions we should ask ourselves often. They come right after these verses we just read. Five questions that I need to ask myself often so that I can know without a doubt that God is a good God. Are you ready for them? They're right after this. Right after I've been called. Right after I've been justified. Right after I've been glorified. Wow! There's five questions God says in His Word. Here they are. Number one, what shall we say then to these things? What things? We're about to see them. We're about to see them. What shall we say? I've been called. I've been justified. I've been glorified. What shall I say to these things? Is God really a good God? Five things. Ask yourself. I've made them personal for me today. Question number one. We're just continuing with the Scriptures now. We haven't changed a book. We're just reading right on through the chapter. If God be for us, who can be against us? Here's the question you need to ask yourself. I'll ask me. If God is for me, can anyone successfully stand against me?
Here's the answer. No! Is that a good God or what? He says, go ahead and ask yourself, Clark. Can anyone successfully stand against you when I'm standing with you? The answer is no. Will people stand against you? Sure. Will bad things happen? Mm-hmm. But can they be really successful? No. No. Not unless I let them get in my mind, get in my head, somehow get me down and depressed, and then somehow I start thinking God's not good. That ain't happening. Amen? So that's question number one. Now, Satan and his demons are against us, but they cannot prevail. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to what? Stand. We're more than able. 1 Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I'm telling you, the key to your victory is realizing God's a good God. You hear me or not? Say, God's a good God. We think complaining's going to get it done. We think whining's going to work. Guys, it's not going to work. Faith is the victory. Put your faith in Christ. Okay? Trust Him, man. No one and no thing, say that with me. Go ahead to the top. No one and no thing can successfully be. How about that? Is God a good God or what? Say, because God is for me. You think God's a good God? Yes or no? I tell you, a lot different than the evening news here, isn't it? God's a good God. Question number two. Don't have to take forever here. We're rolling. Ask yourself question two. Here we go. 8:32. We ain't even missed a verse yet. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The question is this. Will God ever hesitate to give me whatever I need for my ultimate good and sanctification? The answer is no. He will never withhold from me something that is for my ultimate good and for my glorification process. I might not get stuff I want. It might be hard stuff that comes my way, but He can take all those hard things and work them out for good for that sanctification thing. Remember? Say. He will never hesitate to withhold anything for my ultimate good and my sanctification. This is a good God. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I love this verse. But my God shall supply all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will not withhold any good thing from me. Whatever I need for my ultimate good and growth in the Lord, I will receive. Why? Because God freely gives. Are you hearing a different God say? Is this the God you know? You ever said, where are you, God? You ever said that? Say. I'm right here. I love you to pieces. God's a good God. Question number three. Ask yourself this question. Question three. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Question three is this. Can anyone ever successfully press charges against me in God's court? Say, no. Are you kidding? The answer is absolutely not. Look at it. Satan's the accuser of the brethren. I don't like it, but at the end of the day, it's useless because I'm in Christ. You hear me today? Man, I talk like a cocky preacher, don't I say? That's what having the goodness of God and thinking God's good will do for you. It'll lift your head up, guys. Say, you understand? Might really help you. Better than some of them pills. Excuse me. I'm telling you. Start knowing you're somebody and realizing God loves you. It's incredible to know whatever comes against me, I can make it. Isn't that huge? Because of Him. He's everything. Amen? And I can't help but think, we started that building in the worst economy since the Great Depression. And we're 80% complete. In the worst economy, in one of the worst areas in the country hit by the recession. God said, man, you hook your wagon to me, we can go places. Amen? Come on. Question 3. No one can successfully do anything against me in the court of heaven. No, no. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is what? Cast down. Which accused them before our God day and night. He can make accusations against me. They ain't sticking. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin. And those accusations are coming against me and they're just running off because of the blood of Christ. That's a good God that would do that for this pitiful boy. I tell you that right now. Amen? His accusations are thrown out. It's God who justifies me. I've been declared righteous, not guilty, because of Jesus Christ. This is incredible. God's a good God. No accusation will ever stand against me in heaven. Why? Because it's God who what? Isn't that a great feeling? Say, guys, or not. Say. I don't know if y'all are into this or not. I'm all over it. I like it. God's a good God. He's worthy of me giving Him my whole life preaching the gospel. Did you understand that? Yes or no? I don't do it for you. I love you. I do it because He's worthy. And people need it. Amen? People need to know He's worthy. He loves you. You can give your whole life to Him and He won't disappoint you. Isn't that crazy? Say, He's the only one like that. He's awesome. Question number 4. 8:34. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, that's risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. What's question 4? Pop it up quick. Here we go. Can anyone ever condemn me to eternal death or damnation? Say. I want you to think that through. There ain't a person on this planet, nowhere, you can't find a one of them. I don't care how powerful he might be. He cannot condemn you to eternal death. He cannot damn your soul to hell. I've had people tell me to go to hell and wish I'd go to hell. Sorry. Can't do it. Sorry about that. Sorry to disappoint you. You hear me now? Say, I don't care what somebody says to me. They said all day long, wish that guy'd go to hell. Ain't. Can't. Isn't that a cool? Is that a good God or what? No one can condemn me to eternal damnation. Okay? Had somebody come, I don't mean to be ugly, but I'm going to go ahead and be ugly. Here we go. A little ugly warning. Had somebody come to me the other night. They had been divorced. They were Catholic. So therefore, they were divorced and they could no longer take communion. I don't know a thing about it. I grew up Catholic. All I want to know is this right now. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody, no priest, no pope, nobody can condemn you to anything. Did you hear me? All right, I think that's good news. That ain't bad news. That's good news. That's good news. Amen. We're finding out, even in the Catholic Church, the Pope, like I've known for years, has feet of clay like all of us. He recently had to retire. You understand? Say. That's like normal. We all fall. Or is that true? Yes or no? There's only one righteous. That's Jesus. Amen. Say. Do you understand that, church? I'm not trying to be ugly. But I want you to feel liberated. I want you to be free to know that no one can condemn you to anything. Not damnation or eternal death. You hear me? Yes or no? It's Jesus who died and rose again. God has committed all judgment and authority to who? His one and only Son who? Boy, it's so important, church, that you know that. You can get your head screwed up if you don't watch it. Okay? For the Father doesn't judge any man. That's crazy. He has committed all judgment unto His who? Son. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son doesn't honor the Father, which is in Him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears My word and believes on Him that sent Me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but you've already passed from death to life. Isn't that a good word? Let's praise the Lord for that. Come on, I'm already there. Woo! Amen. Come on. Verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself, has given Him authority to execute judgment also, because He is the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. Jesus is my sacrifice. He is my life. He is my intercessor. He is my defense, and He's my judge. You know what this means right here? Jesus is my lawyer, and then He turns around and sits in the chair of the judge. That's pretty nice, ain't it? He makes the case and gets up there and says, I like what I just said. Amen. You're not guilty. Well, nobody else can do it, so He has to do both. He has to be your lawyer and He has to be your judge. Nobody else can do it. He makes the case. I died for you. I shed My blood for you. When Satan accuses, and then He turns around, jumps up in the chair and says, yeah, I did that. That is true. Yes. He is forgiven. Forever. Is that a good God? Sure it is. He that believes on Him is not condemned. If you believe on Christ, you're not condemned. What condemns you? He that believes not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only Son, only begotten Son of God. You'll never be condemned as a believer in Christ. You're condemned for not believing in Christ. You understand? He's a good God. He gives us every opportunity. I will never be condemned to eternal death. Why? Because God gave His only begotten Son for me. Last question. There were five of them. It's a pretty good one right here. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Wow, here's the question. Can you say this one with me? This is where we live, guys. Say it with me. Can anyone, or anything, or any situation, or any circumstance, ever separate me from God's love? Here's the answer. Can you scream it out loud? 1, 2, 3. How about that? Is God a good God or what? I like this preaching that God's a good God stuff. Amen? Life's full of pressures, and this list that I just read, tribulation, peril, distresses, life's full of pressures, and as this list shows, they intensify. And life is tough, and it can get hard and crazy. But just keep reading. Keep reading. Nothing can separate you. No. And all these things were more than what? In case you didn't know it, that word conqueror is the word Nike, N-I-K-E, on your shoes and on your shirt. That little Greek word Nike. Nay, and all these things were more than what? Nike! Through Him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height. Boy, Paul went crazy here, didn't he? When he's writing this. Nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How about that? Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. That's pretty good right there. That's a pretty good Bible. So here we go. Say it with me. We're almost done. Come on. No one, no thing, no situation, no circumstance, keep reading, not now, not ever,
shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, my Lord. How you doing? You're not as bad off as you thought you were, are you? Feeling pretty good, huh? Guys, I'll let you down. You'll let me down. I'll let me down. You'll let you down. You let your family down. It happens. I ain't proud of it. He'll never let us down. Amen? And when we get to the place where we're not letting other people down, it's because He's in us. And we're doing better because of Him. You understand? And the more you think this way, the better world you're going to have. It's going to be great. God's a good God. Fight with everything in you the idea that God is picking on you. You kick that thing straight in the teeth. Amen? You pound it. That's good. Pound it, pound it, pound it. Amen? Don't believe like that. God, are we done, Raj? Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. God is a good God. Praise the Lord. We're done today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good job.